Where'd I put the other bottles? Oh! Honey? Could you throw my head back to my body, please? It came off and rolled that way. Oh, just throw it like you would a basketball. It'll be fine. You've played some sport, right? Your hand-eye coordination should be reasonable. Plus, I don't think you've had as much to drink as I have. I even have some wine running down my neck. How messy. A three-pointer! Thank you. I thought I had my head strapped on properly. But apparently not. I made sure it wouldn't fall off at the New Year's party just before, but all that dancing must have made it come loose. I brought us more drinks and stuff to eat. This ski resort is amazing. Have you seen the snack bar? They even have passion fruit cheesecake. What kind of snack bar has cheesecake? It's really good, though. But you know what's even more amazing than the snack bar? You! Come cuddle with me. So wonderfully warm. I can't believe I was apprehensive about coming here. I don't remember why I was even worried. 'Cause you were right. You're always right. I fit in just fine, and nobody noticed the state of headlessness situation. And we even managed to find a place for the horse. I don't think he's too thrilled about not being able to come up the mountain with us, though. Poor horsey. I could hear him complaining in my head earlier, but now that I've had a few... The telepathy's kind of gone. I'm not used to having him so far away. I mean, headless horsemen are always seen with their horse, right? Otherwise, they'd just be a headless man or a headless woman, you know. But I'm not gonna complain. 'Cause I've got you. How much did we pay for this place again? Right. Doesn't feel as ouchy on the wallet when I have my buddy, alcohol. You're my buddy too. You're not just my buddy. You're my... My head is coming off again. Hand, please. Thank you. Oh. Uh, You don't know how nice it is to have a head attached to a body until you don't have a head attached to a body. Just tie the knot. Yeah, thanks. Hey, can we try the most difficult slope again tomorrow? Please? I can do it. I won't scream again at the scary parts, I promise. I didn't mean for all those people to hear me. I know I scared a few off, because I can be rather loud when I want to. But that comes with the whole Dullahan thing. Shouting out the names of the people who are about to pass away used to be a daily activity for me. Not many people know this, but we're also capable of producing a sound not unlike a long-range screeching battle cry. It's to scare away the nasties. No, I never had to use it often. Dullahans don't have many natural enemies. You could say we're ahead of the pack when it comes to being on the scary chain. So comfy. If you told me 100 years ago that I'd end up cuddling somebody on a couch in a ski resort, I would have dismissed it as the ramblings of a madman. Of course, I would have also asked what the hell a ski resort even was. Back then, if you could afford a nice inn, it was considered a luxury of luxuries. Unless you were a royal. In which case you'd have all the castle stuff, but they have their own politics, which I have absolutely no interest in. Modern luxuries. Chandeliers. Nice marble kitchen bench. Soft couch. And this blanket. I love it. I love all of it. The nice thing is that after a couple 100 years of Dullahan service, we get to choose. Return to the realm of the Fae and have our spirit be recycled into something else. Or retire, which is what I've chosen. I think it was a good choice. Otherwise, I wouldn't have met you. But you really shouldn't have been driving so fast on that country road. Yeah, eventually when I'm done here, I'll go back to where I came from. But right now, there are person, who needs me. That was bad grammar, wasn't it? There's a person who needs Dullahan cuddles. Dullahan cuddles. And maybe another drink? Here you go. And these. What are these? M&Ms. 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 Oops. I'm sorry. I'll pick them up. You can have the green one. And I'll have the yellow one. I actually really like processed food. I know it's supposed to be unhealthy, but... Here. You can have a red one next. Am I extra cuddly when I'm drunk? I should get drunk more often then. But definitely not before I'm about to ride my horse. You people have those don't drink and drive advertisements on television because it's a bad idea to drive while inebriated. See, I said a hard word. My brain's kind of working, even if I've lost coordination in my body. What was the point I was trying to make? Oh yeah. If I go riding when I'm too drunk, I fall off the horse. But it's not as dangerous for us because we're kind of built differently. No, I don't think I've ever broken a bone before. Not my own, anyway. You've never seen a Dullahan after party before, have you? And all the crazy shenanigans we can get up to. Let's see. Who can jump the highest over barbed wire? Who can steal as many apples as possible from the little old lady's property down the street? Who can stand their body on their head the longest without falling off? And then there's our favorite. We collect some prizes and scatter them across a field somewhere. The best prizes are usually the furthest away. Stuff like cool riding gear and horse accessories. Sometimes food, sometimes expensive alcohol. Then we line up and throw our heads. We get to claim whichever prize our head lands closest to. Because the good stuff is usually so far away, we have to throw really hard and really far. Is it weird? It's normal for us. I know the average human probably couldn't imagine a headless horseman having fun because of how we're depicted as such dark and frightening beings in your stories. But when we have fun, we really let loose. It hurts a teeny bit, or a quite a lot bit, if the head lands at the wrong angle, but that's okay. We're all sorta adrenaline junkies anyway. We aren't concerned about a few scratches here and there. This one year, on All Hallows Eve, a bunch of us decided to go trick-or-treating. Dressed as ourselves, of course. Real horses and all. We even let the kids ride on them. Oh, they had a blast. One of us even got Instagram famous because some guy with a huge following posted a picture to his page. I got so many compliments about my realistic-looking head and the neck bits. The most threatening-looking Dullahan in our group got sick the next day from eating Halloween candy. Would you believe it? Maybe it was all the food coloring. I don't know. Your shoulder is so comfy. Retired Dullahans. We're different. It's like we've spent so much time being scary, and when we don't have to work anymore, we just want to chill. And a girl's gotta have fun, right? Thank you for having fun with me. Thank goodness I found you. I know it took you some time to get used to the whole headlessness thing, but now you take everything in stride. You can't really tell that I'm not a regular person when I have the head strapped on. I just look like a woman who enjoys wearing leather. Just one more drink, please. Just one more. If I'm still coherent, then I can still drink. Don't worry about me. I don't get many hangover symptoms. And I'll still be able to ski tomorrow. Just you watch. I find that I can completely eliminate those headaches if I sleep without the head attached to the body. I wouldn't know. I've never not been headless. But I was curious about what it would be like to live a modern lifestyle. Which was part of the reason why I chose to retire rather than go straight back to the realm of the Fae. Worth it? Oh, so worth it. So worth it. I can't believe you're not freaked out by me. Ah, you brave, brave soul. Let's see what else is in that snack box. Little breads in the shape of animals. Mints. Tiny cakes. Cookies. Which one do you want to eat? Okay. No, let me. I'll feed you. All you have to do is lie there and open your mouth, and the food will be delivered. Dillahan Food Delivery Service. Make sure to give me a 5-star rating afterwards. I don't know. You could give me stickers or something. I don't mind other prizes as well. Here's some more. That was a huge bite. You're making me kind of hungry, too. I think I'll have some myself. So tell me, sweetie pie, what did you think of that New Year's party? Oh, I agree. Let's see. The entertainment was tasteful, the people were friendly, and the fireworks at the end. What a show. I thought the buffet was the best part. You're not surprised. Did you try the lobster? And those fried noodle steak things? Yeah. I'm not generally fussy when it comes to food. The only thing that kind of irritated me was that man who smacked my ass. He even winked at me after I gave him a dirty look. I may or may not have accidentally stood on his foot a few times while everyone was dancing. Serves him right. I would have told you, but I didn't want you to make a fuss. Plus, I can handle myself. It was a big party. There were drinks. There's bound to be some bad behavior. take another bite. Why does food taste better when you're drunk? I don't know either. Well, it's way past midnight now. Only it's like, what's the time? Almost 3 a.m. But I'm not tired. I still want to cuddle with you. We can have a later start tomorrow morning. What time did you tell your friend we were going to meet him? All right. What time did they stop serving breakfast downstairs? I guess we'll have to wake up kind of early. And then it's another day on the slopes. Hey, I love you very much, Lee. You know it.